Welcome to Metaphysical Soul Speak. I'm your host, Elena Fox Starks. Hey guys, we just went through another ascension wave. I'm going to spend the first half of this episode talking about some of the weird crap, the holy crap that we've been going through, because it's just real strange. Second half of the episode today is going to be about having house ghosts. Not house guests, but house ghosts. What to do when you have spirits hanging out your house? How do you gently release them without harming them and without harming yourself? Okay, so we had a massive, massive energy wave hit since February 4th. Today, I think, is the 6th. Yeah, as I look here. Today's the 6th. So for the last 2 days, it's still kind of going on. The next big one is going to be on the Virgo full moon, also known as the snow moon, on February 19th, 2019. We will be having quite a bit of snow, according to Noah the time traveler. Out of all the time traveler stories I've seen online, I have a tendency to believe him. So a lot of what he said so far is happening. There has been larger amounts of UFO sightings around the world than usual, and they've gotten bolder. They've shown themselves more to us. And there is a cold snap already starting. February is going to be worse than January. So if you are in a cold area with snow, bundle up, stock up on food and water. Make sure you have a way to heat your house or your living space. All right, so I don't know, guys. The typical ascension symptoms have been coming in almost every day. It has been, you get super, super hot, then you're super, super cold, then you're super, super hot, then you're super, super cold. That's a typical thing. It's been going on for years. Like, even men have this. It's almost like menopause, but not menopause. Because young people are getting it, and men are getting it, and energy waves, and it's just, people who've already been through menopause are getting it. You know, it's not, it has nothing to do with hormones, but it feels very hormonal, even though it's more of a spiritual energy. We're being bombarded by the Schumann resonance, you know, energy from Mother Earth Gaia herself, as well as from the galactic cosmic sun. There's a grand central sun as well. We're all lined up. We've been lined up with that. And it's just coming through portals. And more portals on the planet are opening up that bring us light. You can't really see them with your physical eyes, but a lot of people report that they do see them when they're psychic. I'm a psychic, but I don't see stuff like that. I have seen a lot of sky anomalies, and it's been reported quite a lot this past week that the sky will suddenly flash real pretty pink, real pretty purple. I have a picture of purple clouds on my Instagram. I think my Instagram is mermaidgirl888 if you want to go look at it. It's not filtered. I didn't add a filter. It's just the way I took the picture. And I had it on the setting of night sky because it was in the early evening, or maybe I had on sunset. But the way it looked in the picture is the way it looked in real life. It was just completely purple. The clouds are purple. I mean, I don't know. I have other pictures I haven't even added anywhere. I should. But where half the sky is dark and gray and black, and I mean jet black, where the clouds look like dark billows of smoke, but yet it's just a rain cloud, but black. And then the other half of the sky is bright and sunny and birds flying and the sunshine and white clouds. I have several pictures that this happened many, many days. It's like I'm living in the half where the ascension is taking place and the people across the street seem to be in the place where there is no ascension. It's really weird. I mean, it looks like you could see the splitting of the worlds almost. A lot of people have been reporting that. So what's happened in the last 2 to 3 days is we've been feeling physically weak, really wobbly, foggy mentally, a lot of memory issues, memory lapses, unable to walk correctly. There was one lady who reported she had a hard time driving. She couldn't even get in her car and drive. She felt so out of control and unsure. And she's like 52 years old and she's been, you know, and she's got it together. She's in shape. She goes to yoga and she, on her YouTube channel, why am I not remembering her name? See, memory issues. But she said that she felt so strange, just like she woke up in a whole nother world that she wasn't a part of before. And that's how I feel too, just weak, wobbly. I went to the mall yesterday and I'm walking around and couldn't remember where the ATM was. I mean, I go there twice a month, minimum, sometimes 3 times a month. And it's like, wait, where am I again? Going down the escalator felt really, really strange. I felt like I had taken like mushrooms or something, or psychedelic drugs, and I hadn't. But I felt like I was on something, and I wasn't. But it was just that weird, like, what the hell? I'm in a surreal world. Nothing feels real. And a lot of people, I've read hundreds of comments in the last 2 days of what people are going through, and everyone's saying the same thing. They're having massive headaches. If they're localized, the headaches are on the left-hand side. There's a lot of ear popping and crackling, even fluid in the ears, but mostly in the left-hand side, the left ear. In fact, remember the other day, a couple days ago, I was doing my show, and I was like, oh, I'm getting ringing in my left ear. And that was when it pretty much started 2 nights ago for everybody on the planet, especially the people that are awake or in the process of awakening, the people that know what's going on and they're paying attention. Everyone's saying the same thing. It's like that weird, poppily, cracky thing, like the fluid in the ears or like the tinnitus is really bad, especially in only the left ear versus the right. Middle of the night, last night, I went to bed early, couldn't sleep till 6 o'clock in the morning again. Same thing with a lot of other people. Hundreds of people are reporting the same exact thing. They were up until 6 a.m. And while they're up there tossing and turning, they tried to go to sleep and they couldn't. People have been having the last remnants of suicidal thoughts, even if you don't really feel like that and you have no intention in that way, but maybe it's in your past. Those feelings are still bubbling up. Anxiety, fear, doubt. It's like the cabal or the unawakened dark ones are trying to gain a final foothold or a final hold on us, but they're only there as a way for us to grow faster. So don't pay them. No, never mind. We're going to probably continue with the chaos, feelings of confusion. Things are really, really being shaken up. A lot of people are now feeling the need to purge from, you know, cleansing their bodies to their minds, to their spirits, to also just giving away old stuff they don't use or need anymore. Simplifying life is something that's come up quite a bit. People are feeling the need just to simplify things. There's been a lot of family arguments, like violent family arguments have been mentioned a couple times. Let's see here. I'm looking. I wrote a list of everything down. Our ear chakras are coming online and our throat chakras are being healed and cleared. If you haven't been able to speak your mind in the past, this is a good time to figure out what that is and do it. If you haven't done it, you feel the need to do it. The headaches, the bad headaches. I have had 3 injections in the base of my skull by unseen beings. I did report on 2 of them, but I had a 3rd one 2 days ago on the 4th. Again, and I didn't report this either, but in between on my left hand, in between my pinky finger and my ring finger, in that soft space in between those fingers, I felt someone holding my hand and injecting me in between my fingers. And it was like a cold liquid being injected, and it went all the way up my arm. And all day, and that was 2 days ago, and all day yesterday, my arm was numb. And all the way down my body, I felt numb. My back was numb. And I felt like I couldn't feel my body at all anymore. Like I was tingly and numb. And then when I could feel my body again, my whole body was completely filled with pain. A lot of people reporting neck and head pain, shoulder pain, and just in general arthritis and bone pain. And when people take anxiety drugs and drugs for getting rid of pain, for the most part, they're not that effective. Which leads me to my bizarre incident that happened to me yesterday. So last night I'm tossing and turning. I have this massive headache. I felt like there was a rod going through my head, like a big metal rod is how it felt, like from the base of my left hand side of my skull up through the left side of my forehead. And I just felt like I had a metal rod sticking out of my head, even though obviously I did not, but that's what I felt like. And it was just getting worse and worse and worse. I'd had enough coffee. It wasn't like a caffeine headache, different than anything I've ever experienced. And so I got up and I had my computer. I was playing an ASMR stimulation sort of, to relax on my computer. It was just the sound of a fireplace and people stirring tea and eating popcorn. It was more like, it was called A Night In by Miracle Forest, which is excellent for relaxing. I love her channel. She's amazing. So anyway, so I had that on so I could see in my room, but it was kind of lighting was low. And I have these Christmas lights that I have on my headboard, and they're blue, kind of a glowing blue. And they put off a little bit of an ultraviolet kind of light, and it kind of makes me feel calm. So I've been using these for like a couple weeks. Well, what happened was I just was like, screw this, I need a freaking aspirin. And I got up and I opened my cupboard, and I have a bag, like a Ziploc bag, where I keep my vitamins and pills that I take. And I only take Benadryl that I mentioned in another show, and a 4-hour allergy pill, and then my vitamins, my B12 complex, my vitamin C, and I also have aspirin in this Ziploc bag. So it's not a lot in the bag. And here in Ecuador, you don't buy bottles of pills. The bottles I have are from the States. Here, everything is in bubble wrap with a foil in the back where you push the pill through. And I had bought a carton of, or a box, a little box of 40 aspirin. And each of these aspirin, I mean, I don't fuck around. I mean, my aspirins are enormous. They're like 650 milligrams and they have caffeine in them. Okay. It's serious, serious stuff. Okay. But I had, I'm a Virgo, right? So I do everything methodically and exacting. And I had this pack of 20 aspirin. And I looked through the pack and they were all gone. I'm like, why didn't I throw this away? I must be loopy, right? So I went back into the box and there was a pack of 20, a blister pack of 20 aspirin left. So I picked up that and I popped one of the aspirin through and I had the aspirin in my hand, okay? And I also had in my hand the bubble section with no aspirin in it because I was going to throw it away. And then all of a sudden the aspirin disappeared and I'm like, I know I didn't drop it because my hand was cupped. It was in my hand. I was holding that tight with my finger against my hand, okay? Open up all my lights. I take the bag out of the closet. I look through the closet. I dump the bag upside down and there's no aspirin. It's just gone. Now I have a pack, a blister pack of 20 with a missing aspirin, but there's literally no aspirin. I'm like, well, at least I'm going to throw the other one away and I'll just get a new one. It's weird, right? So I get the blister pack that had nothing in it, and suddenly that aspirin's in the blister pack, completely sealed. A lot of weird shit like that is happening to people. I'm sorry, it's like a really boring story, but it's an example of what's going on. So like something will be there, and then boop, nope, it's gone. You know, like I just, like on my podcast, I get like notifications when I get 10 listeners to a show. And the other day I had 4 notifications that 4 shows had gotten 10 notifications each. And an hour later, there was only 2 notifications. An hour after that, there's only 1 notification, even though they should have all stayed there. And then the next day again, there was 4, well, 3, and now there's 4 again. Although it went back down to 2, I think, just in an hour. So it's like things are fluid and moving and not static, and things keep changing around us in weird little things like that. Just it's like little crappy things that like normally you wouldn't pay attention to, but it's like, wait, what? That makes no sense. I mean, this aspirin, if I would have dropped it, I would have heard it. It's a loud... It's a huge pill. It's a horse pill. So we're having a lot of weird stuff like that. You know, like you make 2 cups of coffee for yourself and you have 1 cup and there's 1 cup left and you go in the kitchen and there's 3 cups in there. Wait, what? That kind of stuff. That's... It's a lot of it's just really too bizarre and too hard to explain. That's what a lot of people have said. Like, there's a lot of weird stuff that's happened, but I can't explain it because it's just gonna sound crazy and kooky, and it's too weird to explain. Phones have been, electronics have had a lot of anomalies. I know that if I shut down all of the programs I was running on my phone, I'll pick it up an hour later and 2 or 3 things that have been running. Like the screens are open as if someone opened them, but no one touched my phone. I was talking to somebody on WhatsApp yesterday, a friend of mine who teaches quantum mechanics at the local university. And we were just having a normal conversation. He was asking me how my show's going and what are the shows I've been doing this week. And I had like 50% charge on my phone and 1 second later, completely dead. From 50% to within a minute, completely dead. And I went to turn it on and wouldn't turn on. I plugged it in and it charged up all night long. And after like all night long of it charging, it was only at like 78%. And I'm like, well, that's weird. And I unplugged it and I went to look and it's dead again, from 78% dead. As soon as I touched it in my hands, boom, gone. Plugged it in again, it refused to charge. Plugged it in somewhere else and it took another 6 to 8 hours to charge. And now it's fine. And now the battery's holding no matter what if I touch it, you know? So like weird electronic anomalies, weird things that just don't make any sense. It's not logical. It's like logic went out the window with the crap that we're going through. So last night I went through another version of the Dark Night of the Soul. I started vibrating so high that I lost all connection with my twin flame and I couldn't feel him anymore. And then in that state, even though I was vibrating high, I started to doubt myself. Started to doubt all the new age thoughts and movements and the whole ascension. And then I realized I was surrounded by energies or thoughts that were sent to me by beings that want to keep us down. And so I'm not the only one being attacked. So I had to clear those out, clear out the thoughts. And I spent hours and hours and hours praying that my angels are with me and God is with me. And I felt zero connection. I felt zero connection. And the only emotion I could feel was anxiety. And then I just cried, you know, it was just like, ugh. For a couple hours, it was like hell. And I'm like, what the hell? What's going on? And then about 6 o'clock rolled around, the sun started to come up and I felt better. And I looked online and sure enough, a lot of people going through the same thing. I started looking on YouTube and found a lot of people that said the same thing. So I don't feel alone. I hope you don't feel alone when you're going through this crap. It's not you. You know, you have to deal with your ancestral lineage screw ups that, you know, we have to clear all of that out now. All of us, not just light workers, not just twin flames now. Now it's for everyone to do. There was some help. Aja Andromeda and a couple others are now saying the words, let the game begin, challenging the energy, like, we're going to do it. Let's go for it. You say that, it helps to ground you and balance you. Let the game begin. Paul Butler said, hit from his channel, PB Stardust, like peanut butter, PB. So if you say PB Stardust three times, PB Stardust, PB Stardust, PB Stardust. It sounds weird, but that also helped. I mean, I was so freaked out. I literally wrote these things on my arm. It says, let the games begin, PB Stardust, on my arm. So I don't know. I know it sounds crazy. All this stuff sounds completely nuts, but we're all just trying to figure out what the hell this means. We can't even imagine what the fifth dimension fully is like when we get all the way up there. We've never been there before. When we die, we go to the seventh dimension and we have an adjustment period. And then we're like, okay, this feels like home. But the fifth dimension is in between heaven and earth. It's exactly, it's like a way station point in between. And we are physically moving into the fifth. We're going to have our 3D bodies in the fifth dimension. No one knows what the heck this is going to be like. It's too strange. It's beyond anyone's comprehension still at this point. So when you have negative energy, fear, anxiety, any of this crap, doubt, especially self-doubt, doubt in the whole New Age movement type of energy. Feel what you need to feel. If you don't need to feel it at all, just send it quickly away. Remember how to let go using the balloon exercise from Dharma and Greg when she said, you sit and you imagine your problem and you blow it out of your mouth into a balloon and you imagine the balloon's blowing up. And you just let it go into the universe and it flies all over the place. And as it flies away, it takes all your troubles with it. And it's transformed as soon as it hits the sky. I'm adding that part. Just imagine this. It's transformed. It's transformed. So, or you could imagine that it's in a feather in your hand and you're blowing it away. And the more you blow out, the higher it goes and the higher it goes. And the more it dissipates into nothing. It's another one. You know, if not feather, like, you know, dandelion or, you know, the those little cotton ball things from the cottonwood tree is another thing to imagine. People have been very nauseated. Some people have that haven't already done some healing work on their bodies that are still eating meat are starting to throw up and have diarrhea and symptoms of flu without having a fever. So, I mean, lighten up in your diet. Try to eat more fruit and vegetables. Drink a lot of water. Keep grounding yourself, but don't ground yourself into the 3D Earth. Imagine you're grounding yourself into the 5D version of Earth in a higher vibration. Otherwise, you're going to have a lot more sick symptoms. So, last night when I went up too high and I felt painfully lonely, I lost connection temporarily with my twin. I couldn't feel it. And then as I slept, I went into the seventh dimension and there were beings of light saying, you're here in the seventh. And then I went into the ninth dimension and they said, you're in the ninth dimension. And it was like a white room and I couldn't see them, but I felt them. They were there. And heaven has moved. They were kind of out of the loop for about 2 months. It was really hard to connect with anyone for 2 months in Earth time, 2 months. And they're now back online. Heaven is back online. So if you are a psychic medium and you've had a hard time connecting, you're going to be able to connect again with your loved ones and friends that have passed. And, well, that's a good place to stop for now because the next half of the show, I'm going to talk about your house ghosts. If you have them, how to find out, what apps you can use to figure it out, if you have them or not, how to get rid of them in a gentle, loving way and releasing them from this plane of existence. Because helping them helps us, helps everyone, helps the whole world, actually. Because we're all one, and if one of us is stuck, we're all stuck in a way. Because we're all connected. But anyway, I'll be back after these messages or message. I think it's only one. I only have one sponsor. So I will be back in a little bit after this. Okay, guys, I'm back. So the numbers 717 have come up a lot for me in the past day. So I thought I'm going to go ahead and read the numbers are coming up for me, maybe coming up for you. So I'm going to read to you from an app called Angel Numbers. This is a notable app. And I recommend you get it. It's absolutely free. And if numbers keep popping up from 0 to 999, this app will have an explanation for what they mean. And it's similar to Doreen Virtue's book, Angel Numbers, but the explanations are a little bit different. So I think this person did their own somehow. You know, like they use their own spiritual guidance and figured it out. And I found it to be pretty accurate so far. So, okay. The numbers, well, first of all, in the Bible, 777 is God's number, whereas 666 is the devil's number, right? Everyone knows that. If you've ever seen Damien the Omen or Amityville Horror, any of those old horror movies from the 70s, back when we all still watch those. I don't watch them, haven't in decades, but Everyone knows that. But what most people do not know is in the Hebrew version of the Bible, or at least the Old Testament, of course, when it was in Hebrew, it didn't say 666, it said 616. And for God's number, it did not say 777. It said 717. So I still consider 717 to be God's number. I mean, when I lived in Grand Forks, North Dakota, I lived at 717, and I don't know what the name of the street, Oak Street or something. And anyway, that was my address, you know, and I've lived in a couple places where that was my address. When I lived in Santa Barbara, that was my, one of my addresses was 717. And I always have 6-9 in addresses and telephones, always. Or 777, you know, I always have these repeated numbers have been in my life like forever. But anyway, 717 means your inner vision and heart's desires are right on course. Confidently move forward with your plans. Now I'm going to read a couple more of these because other people went through them and they were kept mentioning the same numbers on YouTube in the morning. When I woke up, well, I didn't never went to sleep, but when I was like tossing and turning, when I finally couldn't take it anymore and I got up, it was 3:33 in the morning. And a couple people mentioned that they also woke up or got up at 3:33 in the morning. So I'm going to read what that one means because it might have a special significance to you also. 3:33 means you are completely surrounded, protected, loved, and guided by the benevolent ascended masters. Now, when I finally, well, after the aspirin incident, I looked again and it had been 22 minutes. So therefore it was 3:55 a.m. by the time I got back in bed. So I'm going to read those two numbers too, 22 and 3:55. I mean, how weird is that? It's like I was there doubting all of the spiritual stuff and then all these spiritual numbers start showing up to prove to me I'm not crazy, like it's really real. And then I go online and people are saying the same exact numbers. It's so weird, right? So, okay, 22 is how many minutes it took. So 22, looking for an aspirin to disappear, took 22 minutes. 22 means the angels can see the positive results of your prayers and they want you to have patience and stay optimistic while the final details are being worked out in heaven. This is an urgent call from the angels to keep the faith. I don't know about you guys, but I just got the chills. What was I just saying seconds before is at that moment when I was going through the weird crap, I was doubting everything. And then that's the number that came up. Are you kidding me right now? Oh, God. All right. And then the final number I'm going to go over today. Ty Lopez. I love this guy so much. I'm the one thing about this app, it's free, but you get all the ads. So and I just got Ty Lopez, his handsome face talking about money. I had to backtrack a second. He actually is a very interesting guy. If you get involved with his stuff, I think I paid, I don't know what, like $50 or something. And I have access to his thing and he sends me books he read. He sends summaries so I don't have to read the books. It's pretty interesting stuff. Usually about history or philosophy or something or business. Anyway, okay. The final number I'm going to read is 3:55. 3:55. This means big positive changes are imminent in your life thanks to your prayers and the help of loving ascended masters. Well, there it is. Angel Numbers is the app. It's pink and purple, like the color that the sky has been lately. And as I'm telling you guys this stuff, I am getting another wave of energy coming my way. It's really intense. I feel hot. Oh, I just feel like my temperature went up like almost 10 degrees. I know it didn't get that high, but oh my God, I'm burning up. Okay. Whew. Oh, nothing like being an energy healer. Oh my God. All right. I also wanted to read to you guys. You know, speaking of heaven, I'm going to read to you guys some quotes from my dear, dear friend who I never met in this life. She died 6 years before I was born, but she and I are good friends when we're on the other side, because I felt for many years that she's almost like a guardian angel, or she's not really a spiritual guide, but she's like a friend, and every now and again I feel her with me. Haven't felt her in years. She might have been reincarnated, but Marilyn Monroe, beautiful Marilyn, she wrote something that I literally painted on my chair. I have a chair and a desk that I'm painting. They were raw wood when I bought them, and I'm doing my art on furniture because I'm Virgo, so I love practical art. And so I'm putting quotes from all my most favorite people in the world. I mean, I've got, most of them are dead. One of them is not, but he's very wise and very intelligent. I mean, just intelligent, sweet. But Marilyn Monroe, I have one of her quotes. This is the one I painted on my chair. I came across it today on the internet, so I thought I'd read it to you. Fear is stupid. So are regrets. I could not agree more with the beautiful Marilyn. Fear is stupid. So you know what? When you start to feel fear about something, just look, fear is stupid. So are regrets. Just do it, you know? And if you're worried about not being in a relationship or about your last one ending, she said, it's better to be unhappy alone than unhappy with someone so far. That was her experience. And another one about relationships, it's one of my most favorite, is good things fall apart so that great things can fall together. So if things in your life are falling apart right now, don't worry. Don't worry, honey. We got great things coming our way. It's just right around the corner. It's like we're like 10 minutes away, and between now and that 10 minutes, we're like freaking out because we're scared. We're starting to doubt it. We don't believe it. We're like, we're impatient. Just take a deep breath, breathe, drink water, listen to music, get up off of that thing, dance till you feel better. So what we're just trying to do here during this ascension is we're just trying to find out who we really are. Another quote from Marilyn. This is the last one. She said, I'm trying to find myself. Sometimes that's not easy. Yep. My sister got it right. That's how it is. It's not easy. Trying to find ourselves, figuring out who the flock we are. So, okay. Speaking of heaven and the dearly departed, I'm going to now talk to you guys about a couple techniques on how to release ghosts gently into the night, or, you know, not just banishing them from your house, but literally giving them the boost and the lift they need to get to heaven so their soul can move on. Oh, I love that duck. You could tell the days I forget to turn that off. Let me see if I could turn that off so it doesn't happen again. It's kind of ridiculous, right? All right. Okay, here we go. All right. So, the first time that I learned about what would only... It's similar to Catholic exorcism, and you can use a Catholic exorcism and do what I call Catholic exorcism style. Now, I have asked before I knew I was a psychic medium, before I knew I was a spiritual healer, before I knew I had the power to send the souls to heaven. You know, I was helpless. Like, sometimes I would be nice and I'd say, go to the light, go to the light, go to the light. And if they kept bugging me, I'd be like, get the frick to the light before I exercise your ass, Catholic style. Because it was so irritating. What the hell are these people doing around me? Why the hell are they with me? Like, what the hell? And then over the years, last few years even, not even 10 years. I mean, I haven't even known this about myself until recently. I started realizing that when the spirits need my help, usually what they need is to get the hell out of here. They need to get out of earth hell and go to heaven. And they will give me a headache and they'll push on my head. And for years and years and years and years and years, I suffered from headaches. And I had no idea what the hell's going on. Sometimes I'd see entities show up in my room, just like a black wisp, like a shadow person type of thing. And now that I know what's going on, yay, I could tell you guys in case it's happening to you. You don't have to be a psychic medium to have ghosts come near you. You might already be living in a house where someone died 100 years ago. Or you might be sensitive enough where the nearby spirits will come to you from the neighbor's houses or something to tell you, hey, you know, I'm here and I need help. They'll come to you if you're meditating. Sometimes, you know, they'll do different things to let you know they're there. I had roommates in California when I went to Cal State Northridge to get my psychology degree. And while I was in my, I think it was my senior year. It was my senior year. And I moved in with my roommates and they were a married couple with a baby. And the man, his father had just died. So his father was hanging out with me like all the time. And I think possibly he was the first ghost that was friendly that I saw. I had had entities around me, aliens, incubus, succubus type aliens. I had a demon try to attach himself to me when I was 18. And that one scared oh God, that was horrible. It was so scary. And now I deal demons, you know, it's easy. It takes a few minutes and it's over. But I mean, back then it was like weeks. It was like, Don't play with Ouija boards. I'm dead serious. Do not play with Ouija boards. You open up a portal to God knows where and you attract God knows who. And they're nice until they're not. So don't do it. Don't do it. Parker Brothers should be sued for all the houses they've wrecked with a ghost that came through their stupid board. So I might actually do a show on YouTube. It'll be like a ghost story type of night. I'll look through the internet and tell you some of the stories I know personally that have nothing to do with, you know, like nothing from the internet, but stuff that people told me or things that happened to me directly. So, anyway, So their father came, or, you know, my roommate's father, he came, and one day I went into the kitchen and there was a knife on the counter, like a butcher knife, like a cutting, you know, to cut vegetables. And it was just normal, like laying across And then I went to get my coffee, had my back turned to the knife, turned back around, and the knife was pointing right at me. And it was like 7 in the morning. It was really early, and I was the only one up. The baby was in with his mom and dad. And I was like, oh God. And when I turned to see it facing me, it had just stopped turning. So it was like turning, right? Oh, it was so creepy. So I was all, and I went, I grabbed the knife. I thought, oh God, that's dangerous. I want the baby to get it. And the minute I touched the knife, I felt the grandpa going, I'm worried about the baby. Please don't let this happen again. I'm like, I will tell my roommates. Don't worry. I will tell them. Don't worry. So I washed the knife in case it was dirty, dried it off, put back in the drawer, shut the drawer all the way. And then the drawer opened up. This is a very old painted drawer. It's an older house. And the drawer was painted way too many times. It was hard to open. So how did it slide open without me seeing it or hearing it? So that went on every morning. The door was open every morning for like a week. And I'm like, you know what? I shut that drawer every stinking day. If you guys want to keep it open, then I'll just leave it open. But it's driving me crazy. I'm a Virgo, you know, I want things nice and neat and tidy, you know, in my kitchen. And it's driving me crazy. I keep thinking the baby can reach in there and grab a knife. I've been scared for him. You know, he's not walking yet, but I'm worried, you know, eventually it's going to happen, you know. And they're like, we were wondering why you were opening our drawer every morning. I'm like, I'm not opening your drawer. What are you talking about? Every morning I wake up to go to school, I shut the drawer and I go to school. And they're like, yeah. And we wake up 2 hours later and every day the drawer's open. I'm like, well, I told the wife, I said, hey, it's your father-in-law. He's here. He's been hanging around. And she's all, oh, okay, well, let me go in there. And she like opened the drawer. And in the back of the drawer were silver candlestick holders that he gave them as a wedding gift. And they weren't using them. And as soon as she grabbed it and touched it, she's like, woo, I just got a chill. And I'm getting a chill thinking about it. And I'm like, why? What happened? She's like, you're right. He's here. I just heard him in my head. He just said, I want you guys to enjoy life. Use the candlesticks. Okay. So the drawer was never opened again after that day. She pulled out the candlesticks and they went and bought candles. That was back when for $2.99 you could get like 12 candles or 15 candles or 16 candles in a bag. Like the huge tapered candles from Trader Joe's. And now you could get like 8 for like double the amount. But back then it was a lot less money. And you know, came in every color of the rainbow. It was amazing. So they started using candles every night for dinner. And then one day I walked into the living room and there he is sitting on the couch. And I looked at him. I could see him, but I couldn't see him. Like I could, like it was in my mind. In my mind's eye, I could close my eyes and see him 100%. Like he's really there. But then I'd open my eyes and I'd see the wispy energy of him. And I'm all, so hi. And he's like, hi. And I'm all, so father-in-law's here sitting on the couch. Oh yeah. He loved couches. He used to go to people's houses just so he could sit on their couches. And I'm like, what? That sounds like a strange thing to say. And she's like, no, he actually said that. He was a really funny guy and he would talk about that. Like, yeah, well, that's really weird. Well, then he got real super friendly with me and he would stand in my bedroom and have conversations with me because he was bored. And he would talk to me about them and keeping them safe and watching the baby, because I watched the baby a lot and I loved them like they were my family. So I kind of became a part of the family for a while. And they, so he was like always in my room. I'm like, you have to leave. I'm like trying to get dressed, get ready for school now. And he just like wait out in the hallway and I'd be like, oh my God. And I'd have to shut the door like, oh my God. you know, but he's a friendly ghost. He's not someone that I would have wanted to get rid of or exorcise. He was just kind of there to watch out. And he told me, I want to be a grandpa. I want to be there for the baby and I'm here. But he was already in heaven and he came to visit us. He wasn't a stuck ghost. So basically what I'm talking about now is stuck ghosts. So when in 1987, before the harmonic convergence happened, I was a part of a group that got together every Sunday, and we would read, someone in the group would read a book and address the rest of the group about the new spiritual book they read. We would have conversation about it. Sometimes we would have guest speakers, but it was at my friend Don's house. And he had a friend who was a witch and a shaman from Minneapolis. And this woman was like wild looking. I mean, oh my God, she was so wild. She was really tall and she had, her hair was curly and long and jet black. And it went in every direction, like just flying, floating free kind of hair. And it was like, she was just like cool, you know, and she would just, the way she smoked a cigarette was cool, you know, she made you want to smoke, you know, just looking at her. She was just a cool, but a little edgy kind of person, you know, and she wore all black or black and purple, and she wore jewelry that I think she got in Minneapolis that had witch symbols, stuff I had never, ever looked into back then when I was 18. So she was like one of those scary people you kind of look up to. And she had given us a little meditation. Looking back now, it's kind of funny because it was pronounced the wrong way. It was the Hebrew letters of God. And she said it was meditation she got from one of her teachers. And so she told us to go, Yo-ho-vo-ho. That's not the words, darling, but it's actually yod hey wah hey. But we would chant every Sunday night. We would do our little book reading, our little discussion. We'd have a break and have a snack, you know, like a cup of tea or something. And then we would get into the meditation and we would sit around in a circle and we would say, yo ho vo ho, and we would just chant that over and over again until we all got quiet. We'd have a candle in the room in the center of the circle, and anything that messages, spiritual messages that came up, we would blurt out. Of course, my being a Heyoka shaman and not even knowing it at the time, I would be like, yo ho vo ho, and a bottle of rum. Every week. It was my stupid joke. Every week. And a bottle of rum. But we would chant in the circle. And it helped to center and focus our minds. And then we would have some really strange and interesting things come up. But she influenced our group. She was only in our group like maybe 3 days. In a whole year. She was only there maybe 3 times. But she influenced us so much. And she was a spiritual teacher and a shaman and a witch, a good witch. And she had taught Don a lot of things, which was good because a demon tried to take over my body one night, middle of the night. And I started saying things in a weird voice that wasn't me. It was like literally in my body, speaking through my voice box, breaking up with my boyfriend that I loved, and it was the one I ended up with for 6 years. It was so weird. I'm like, what the hell's going on? You know, and I was like, you know, and inside I was like acting weird and looking weird and saying things, and my voice was deeper. And my boyfriend's like, well, if you want to sleep with other men and you don't want to be with me anymore, just fine. And it started to irk him and get to him, right? And I couldn't tell him no. It's not from me. And then like I finally got part of my voice out during this attack, and I was like, it's not me, it's not me, it's not what I mean, it's not what I mean. I love you, I don't want to be with anyone else. And he's like, what? And then he's like, you're messing with my head. you're manipulating me. And I'm like, no, no. And I couldn't breathe. And I put my back against the wall and I started breathing really hard. And he's like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, you know, and I was like, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. Jesus Christ, be with me. Jesus Christ. And then he realized I was under a psychic attack. So I said, you know, get out of my body. And I got the thing out of my body. And then all of his clothes in his closet started swinging back and forth really loudly and violently. And it sounded like someone had a bullwhip in his closet and it started whipping. Whip, 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 like crack, crack, crack. And it did it like multiple, I think it is 6 times, but it was like 2 groups of 3 inside the closet, really loud, like Indiana Jones was in that closet. And he was like, all right, that's it. And he played softball and he grabbed his softball bat. He's like, get the frick out of my closet. And he whips open his closet and his clothes are swinging wildly back and forth, but nothing is in there. And he's like, what the hell is happening? So we call Dawn, middle of the night. We run into his roommate's room, jump into bed with him, like holding him like we're scared to death. He's like, I'm naked. Get the hell out of my room. We're like, oh my God, sorry. You know, we're like, it was like complete pandemonium and chaos. And we're freaking out. And we called Don. He's like, okay. And Don was like, he shows up in a long black trench coat over his pajamas. And he's like, okay, well, this woman's name, I can't remember her name. I think Evelyn was her name. And he's like, anyway, I've got this thing, or Eva. I have this thing from Eva, and she's, you know, here we have, you know, this thing. So I'm going to give you guys a recipe in case you're having any kind of problem like this. Anything that's a lower vibration, lower energy, demon, or a spirit that just needs to be exercised, quote unquote, Catholic style. This isn't Catholic style, but it's very damn close. So I'm going to give you this, and then I'm going to give you a kinder, gentler way when people just need help gain up to the other realms. But this is for those spirits that are just pains in the butt. In my house in Detroit, I got a lady that wakes me up screaming in my face, yelling, get out of my house. And I'm like, this ain't your house, lady. You're dead. I live here now. Leave me alone so I can sleep. It was like, it doesn't bug me as much, but when I'm downstairs in the basement doing laundry, she'll throw bottles at me. There's a ball that was in the basement, and she bounced the ball and it rolled towards me, but no one was in my basement, just me. I mean, this kind of crap. She's just trying to get my attention. Now that I know what to do, now that I've been on the road for 3 years in South America, and I'm now living in Ecuador. Now that I know, because I've learned from other shamans and other teachers what to do, when I do go back to Detroit, I'm going to release her. If she doesn't go gently into that good night, I'm going to release her ass Catholic style. And this is how I suggest you do it if you have a nasty ghost or a demon or negative entity or anything you don't want in your house. So you get a pan, a silver pan that you don't, it doesn't have to be made from silver, just, you know, a pan, pot, you know, like a pot that you cook in. Not a shallow pan, but one that's deep. And one that's easy to carry around. So what you do is you get that and you put aluminum foil in the bottom of it. And you put a handful of sea salt at the bottom of the foil. On top of that, you put 1/4 cup of rose water. And, I mean, holy water if you got it. If you don't, rose water works. And then on top of the rose water, you put rubbing alcohol and then a handful of sage, the smudging incense type of sage. Put a handful of sage on top of that. And you light that sucker on fire. You start in your farthest reaches, farthest corner of your home. And you call upon those people, spiritual saints and masters, that you love and trust. At the time when I learned this and we got rid of that demon, which was scary as Oh, it's horrible. We got rid of the demon and it went through my friend Don's body. It was so creepy. And actually right after that, we couldn't sleep and my boyfriend's like, okay, now the house is clean. Let's do a reading. And we did a tarot card reading based on cards that Don had given us. We thought we saged them enough. We had not. And the first card that came up was the death card, which just means change. We knew that. But when my boyfriend touched it, he said, your best friend's going to die. And I went, no. And a week later, she was murdered to death in her bed. And we had plans that day where we were going to go out to lunch. And he didn't know her. He didn't even know her. He was just like, he only heard me say her name once before. So it was like very, we threw the cards away. It was like not the cards, but we were so freaked out. That was an unsolved mystery that 20, almost 30 years later, it's still unsolved. Nobody knows who killed Annie. But her spirit came to me as well. And then she went to heaven, so she's fine. She didn't need to be exorcised. But this is what you do when you have your pan, your aluminum foil, your sea salt, your rose water, your rubbing alcohol, which is just the catalyst to light it all on fire, and the sage. So once it's good and going, and it's going to be a flame up to 2 feet tall, so do not put this near a fire thing that's going to start a sprinkler. Don't do this near clothes. Please, please, please be very safe. But you start in the farthest reaches of your closets. So take your clothes out. We almost caught a shirt on fire, learned the hard way almost. But thank God nothing caught on fire. But you start in the closets and you say, in the name of, you could say in the name of God and leave it at that if you want. If you want to say in the name of Goddess Diana or in the name of Buddha, in the name of Jesus, the Christ, in the name of the Christ consciousness, in the name of the divine one will, in the name of the divine light, whatever you want to say. Okay. That's a personal choice and it's not going to make it more or less effective. It's just going to make it the most effective for you to pick up the names of the people that you feel most comfortable or close to. Like for me as a Muslim, I would say Imam Ali, but you know, for you, it might be somebody completely different. You know, it might be Buddha, you know? So in the name of Jesus, in the name of Buddha, in the name of God, I ask you to leave and do not find your home here or in me or in anyone else forever. Those are the words you say firmly. Strictly, you're not freaking around here. You want this thing out of your house. You negative thought forms, demons, negative entities will hide out in the nooks and crannies, the darker spaces in your house. So, you know, this is exercising Catholics almost, you know, near Catholic style. It's a little bit harder. So you get her, you know, you just do it. You're throughout your whole house. You start in the farthest corner. You do every corner of the room and you bless. And then after you say that, after you say in the name of Jesus, in the name of Buddha, in the name of God, I ask that you leave. I command you leave in the name of Jesus, in the name of Buddha, in the name of God. Do not find your home in me or in anyone else. And you do this in every room of your house, even your bathroom, all your closets, everything. All the way until you get to your front door and you do it in front of your front door. Then you go back with the rose water and you sprinkle every door with rose water and you say, I seal this room with, I'm saying the heavenly joy and presence of God. I bless this room with my words. It is done. So mote it be. God just gave me those words to tell you. I was going to say something else, but his words are better. So the words I was saying before was, I bless this room. I bless it. I bless it. I bless it. God's words are better. And you could always say 3 times 3. So mote it be. Make it more ritualistic if it sounds better for you. If not, just say, I'm asking God to bless this. And then afterwards, for good measure, ask angels to be put at the north and the south and the west and the east and every point in between and above me and below me and all around me in a circle. Bless where I live. Bless my home. Bless my family. Bless my neighbors. Bless the block. Bless the city. Bless the earth. Bless the country. Bless the earth. That is how I do an exorcism Catholic style. It's not really truly Catholic style. A priest can do it Catholic style if you have someone who just won't leave. But we are moving into the fifth dimension, so this should be relatively easy. If you have entities or the boogeymen hanging around, I don't mean the ones that like to dance, I mean the boogeymen. just, you know what I'm talking about, Slender Man, whatever. It's how you get rid of all this crap. Now, the native way I already talked to you about in the Releasing Tribal Spirits episode, that's a lot different. It's similar but different because you use more Native American elements and you have to use the words of the natives that you're dealing with, and every tribe is different. But God taught me something that has been extremely helpful that I've been using now for 2 years. And I was asked by my higher guidance to now give that technique to you guys so that you can feel empowered. How do you know? They're here. How do you know they're here? You'll sense a shift in the energy. The vibration will shift. You might get a tingling sense on your shoulders or back of your neck, or your hair might stand on end. You might get goosebumps. You might just feel like there's someone standing in the room staring at you, even though you're alone. One way, if you are not a psychic medium and you can't see anything, you could download, if you're brave, the Ghost Communicator. Let me see. I think that might be the actual name. It's an app that I have on my phone. And when I talk on this to spirits, sometimes I do. I've talked to Art Bell through this. It's called, there's two. One of them is called Spirit Box, if you want to hear their voices. Please look at Huff Paranormal, and you'll see how this kind of thing works. He, on YouTube, he is a really excellent, excellent resource for this kind of thing. He's been doing EVPs for a long time. That's electronic voice phenomena, where you are literally, and this app does this too, Spirit Box will transform the energy into your electronic device so you can hear the voice of people from the other side who are trying to contact you. And sometimes there are people just trying to screw with you. You know, you just go, get the hell out of here. Come on, get out of here, Jack. You know, go on, get out of here. You know, and sometimes it's people that you want to talk to. You know, like I said, when Art died, I'm like, okay, Art, let's see if this thing works. And he did. He came to me and talked to me a couple times, 2 or 3 times. In fact, one time I was trying to talk to someone else and he's all, hey, and I'm all, oh, there he is again. And the other one is GhostCom Pro. It's got real spooky music, so I always turn my sound down because it's too spooky. But GhostCom Pro sometimes works and sometimes doesn't. So always, before you do anything like this, surround yourself with white light and, you know, your angels, incense, all that, you know. GhostCom Pro will literally come up with words on a screen that appear out of nowhere. Sometimes faces will come out of nowhere. I was asking my higher self, and I use this to communicate with angels and my higher self and higher guidance once in a great while, just to see if it works, you know, just playing around, or if I don't, if I'm doubting my own ability to hear something at that moment. Anyway, it's fun. It's an interesting app. It's fun to play around with, but only if you feel safe. But the safest way that you can do this, the way that God taught me in the last 2 years, is if you feel or sense the presence of someone in the room, you can use muscle testing or a pendulum, even a candle, light a candle, and say, if there's someone in the room, double the size of the flame, and it will. And if there's no one there and there's no breeze from anywhere, it'll stay the same. So, and you can ask three times to make sure. So once you are certain that there's someone before you, and if, you know, if you could talk to them, ask them what's going on. I'm going to give you a really amazing example. About a month ago, my son came to me and he said, okay, I can't sleep in my room. I got to sleep in the other room because there's ghosts in there. There's two ghosts and they keep pushing on my head. And I'm like, well, that means you're going to be a psychic medium. This is going to be some of your work you do in the world spiritually when you're ready. They think you're ready now, so they're already pushing on your head. He's like, yeah, but I can't sleep and they're irritating me. You need to get rid of them, Mom. I'm like, okay, good. So I call the ghost into the living room. I'm like, please don't bother my kid. He doesn't know what to do. He's a medium, but he doesn't know it yet. He doesn't want to work in this realm yet. But I am. So what do you guys got? What do you got for me? What's going on? And I heard them psychically, you know, telepathy way. They told me, well, we died in a car accident. And I'm like, when? And they're like, we don't know. It might have been yesterday or last week, or it might have been years ago. We don't know. We haven't been able to find anyone to help us because a light opened up above our heads. We were scared and we didn't go through the light. We didn't know what it was. We thought it was a UFO because we were outside, you know, and we were in a car accident. We don't, but now we realize we're dead and we need to go. So it took them a while to realize they were even dead. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, okay, yeah, fine, all right. And they were talking to me in Spanish, by the way, because it's here in Ecuador, and they're Ecuadorian couple. So I talked to them, and I said, okay, this is what we're going to do. And I called upon the white light. I surrounded myself first with white light, asked the angels to come and protect my space, and I asked to be connected to my higher self, my angels, my spiritual team, and God. And then this is what you guys got to, this is what you have to do. This is exactly how you're going to do it. Imagine that right in front of your feet, there is a platform and it's square, like a perfect cube. And it is underneath the feet of the ghosts. That's what's going to shake them loose, is this brilliant white light, stronger than the sun type of light energy. Underneath your feet in a platform, and it raises up like a disco platform, like on Soul Train back in the 70s. If you don't know what that is, look it up. It is a hoot to watch. Amazing clothes, you know, polyester suits from the 70s and everything. But you imagine that the platform is lifting up, and you tell the ghost, you are on a white platform. Do you see it? You can use muscle testing or a pendulum to hear their answer, or the GhostCom Pro or the Spirit Box, okay, to hear them. And they, once they get it, they see it, and I go, okay, now the platform is going to rise and you're going to be safe. What I need you to do now is look directly above your head, and when the angels reach down to grab your hands, reach for the angel's hands and they will pull you up to heaven. And you imagine that the platform is lifting up, 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 all the way through your ceiling, and watch until they leave. And then you're going to feel a lighter energy and a clearer energy. Everything feels like a feeling of relief. And after you feel that for a couple seconds, go ahead and again do muscle testing. Ask if they're there. Make sure they're not there. You know, and just keep pushing them up on that platform. That platform can go, you know, hundreds of feet in the air if need be. But usually it only takes, you know, 10 feet or so, and then they're gone. But that is the best way that I've discovered. You don't have to go buy crystals or candles or incense or anything. You just use your mind and your voice. Remember logos, the word. You have ultimate power because you are a part of God. You are a powerful spiritual being. So that's it. That's all I got to say about that. I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. It was a stranger episode than usual, but it's necessary while we are moving through the dimensions and we're going up. While we're moving up, you're going to, you're going to notice that there's going to be glitches like that, you know. And if we could release all the ghosts, we can all be free. Because the ghosts are really just people like you and me that they got stuck in between dimensions. There's plenty of Star Trek episodes where that happens. It's a sci-fi theory, but also it's a quantum mechanics theory. You know, there are dimensions. And there can be entities in those other dimensions. And sometimes we need to give them a boost or a helping hand. I know that if we were stuck there, we would want someone capable and competent not to exercise us. We don't want to be a pain in the ass to anybody, but we would definitely want someone to lift us up gently into the light. So you tell them, the angels, there's going to be a light opening up above your head. The angels are going to come and they're going to grab you. Grab your angels. And you could say spirit guides or relatives, but we don't know who these people are usually or what they believe. You can't say grab Jesus's hand if they don't believe in Jesus, you know. So you just say angels. Mostly all religions believe in angels. If they say they don't see the angels, say, well, you have some friends up there and they're gonna get you. So make it up as you go sometimes, but that is the newest, easiest, fastest way to help a spirit move on to where they need to be when they're disincarnate. So with that, these weird thoughts, I am signing off with peace and joy and the high vibes of the holy fifth dimension. Until next time, guys. Metaphysical Soul Speak is run on sponsors and listener support. This means listeners like you. If you are so inclined to support my efforts and my little podcast, please visit me at anchor.fm/metaphysical and pledge an amount of your choosing today. Thank you.